What would Padre Pio say about our modern habit of eating in a rush or in front of a screen? Discover how he encourages us to bring God into every meal. Stay tuned to hear his words of wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, which means we are diving into the depth of Padre Pio's spiritual teachings. Today's insights come from Letters Volume 2, in which Padre Pio writes to his beloved spiritual daughter, Rafaelina Charasse, offering wisdom on how even daily actions like eating can be infused with devotion. In this letter, he reminds Rafaelina of the value of mindfulness during meals, showing us that every moment can be an opportunity for sanctification if approached with the right intention. Let's look at his beautiful guidance and see how we too can transform our daily habits to stay closer to God. Padre Pio writes, "Do not sit down to a meal without having prayed first and asked the divine assistance so that the food you are about to eat reluctantly for the sustenance of the body may not be harmful to your soul. Hence, as you sit down to the table, call to mind some pious thought. Picture to yourself the divine master in your midst, with his holy apostles, just as he was during the Last Supper before he instituted the sacrament of the altar." Here Padre Pio reminds Rafaelina and all of us that our meals can be a sacred moment, echoing the Last Supper itself. In Padre Pio's vision, a meal is not simply a time for physical nourishment, but an opportunity to renew our awareness of God's presence, transforming the simple act of eating into a quiet act of devotion. This practice shouldn't be confined to our homes. We should also pray before and after meals in restaurants as well. By publicly giving thanks to God in this way, we not only honor God always and in all things, but also inspire others to remember God in their own lives. Padre Pio continues, "To put it briefly, let us make an effort to ensure that the supper by which we satisfy the body may be a preparation for the altogether divine supper of the Most Holy Eucharist. Let all this be done without excessive spiritual fatigue." Have I explained what I mean? Padre Pio emphasizes that this effort does not need to be burdensome. He isn't asking for complex rituals or exhausting reflections. Just a simple habit of raising our minds and hearts to God as we prepare to eat. He then provides guidance on the pitfalls of overindulgence and how to guard against it. "Never rise from the table, moreover, without having given due thanks to the Lord. If we act in this way, we need have no fear of the wretched sin of gluttony. As you eat, take care not to be too difficult to please in the matter of food, bearing in mind that it is very easy to give into gluttony. Never eat more than you really need, and endeavor to practice moderation all the time. You should be very ready to refuse what you need rather than what is in excess of your needs. However, I don't mean to say that you should rise from the table without eating. No, this is not my intention. Let everything be regulated by prudence, which should be the rule in all our actions. Padre Pio's counsel here reminds us of the importance of moderation. He encourages us to be satisfied with what we truly need, avoiding the temptation of indulgence. A small act of restraint at mealtime can help us cultivate self-discipline in other areas of our lives. But he doesn't push for asceticism. His advice is rooted in balance and common sense, advising us to use prudence as our guide. Prudence, he says, should be the rule in all our actions. In conclusion, Padre Pio shows that even the most ordinary routines, such as sitting down to a meal, when approached with spiritual focus, rather than simply going through the motions while staring at a screen, can become moments of spiritual growth. Thank you so much for watching. If you found spiritual value in today's reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please leave a comment below. And if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.